Amen. But so let's start along here with Matthew chapter 24, verse number 37. But as the days of Noah, amen, which meant Noah, as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Yes.
So what he's saying is, I believe this is what this verse is saying, Brother George, just previous to the coming of, just before Jesus comes back.
Right.
It's going to be like it was in Noah's day. I believe he's saying that.
Amen. Yes, God.
Amen. Let's read on here. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. Mm-hmm. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour the Lord doth come.
Right.
Amen. Thank you for standing here tonight. Now, typically I read this verse of scripture, and I try to preach on the coming of the Lord 3, 4, 5 times a year.
Yeah.
I believe that's a very important Bible theme, a Bible topic, Bible doctrine.
Right.
Amen. I won't be preaching on the coming of the Lord tonight. Amen. But this is a very, very good scripture, very important scripture. Amen. In our little topic that I've been dealing with here tonight. But Jesus was talking about the time, amen, when two shall be in the bed, the one shall be taken and the other left. Amen. Right. One will be grinding, two will be grinding, one taken, the other left. Amen. He was speaking of this snatching away, this rapture, if you will, of the church. And I tell you, I believe in the rapture, yep, all of my heart. Amen. When is it going to happen? When's the Lord going to come back? I tell you, I believe he could come back tonight.
Right.
Amen. What's keeping the coming of the Lord? Well, really, there's nothing keeping the coming. The only thing we preached several weeks ago that I could think of, Brother Kevin, that's even holding back the coming of the Lord is the mercy of God.
That's it.
God, amen, is being merciful. He allowed Methuselah, remember, to live 969 years. No man had ever lived that long, but God let him get all the way up close to 1,000 years. One day is 1,000 years, 1,000 years, one day with the Lord. God, amen, allowed Methuselah to get way up there close to where no man had ever been before because of the grace and the mercy of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. In the day just before the Lord comes, people will act and they will live. Amen. I believe just like they did in the day just before the flood hit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, yeah. So I'd like to ask this question tonight. Amen. And going along with my grand topic here. Why were these people destroyed in the flood? Amen. Were they murderers? Were they liars? And just list whatever you think. Adulterers? Amen. Were these godless and wicked people? Some of them no doubt were, but some of them were just everyday Joes.
Yeah.
Some of them were just everyday Nancys. Amen. And they were just living life. But here's what they did. They did not, amen, heed to the call of the Lord in that hour. Amen. God had been calling them. God had had the word of God, had had his preacher. Amen. Preacher. Noah, preacher of righteousness. Amen. And God had given him the command to build the ark. And God had things in, but they didn't do nothing. We're back to that again.
Yeah.
Amen. Doing nothing is detriment to our soul in many cases.
Right. Yes, God.
Woo. I mentioned that if you do nothing, amen, when you are in maybe it needs to change oil in your car. If you don't change oil, it's a bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Amen. My dad called me and he was frustrated. He had got the only sit-down mower I'd ever bought, a zero-turn X-Mark, and I just didn't particularly like sitting down. I got to get up and get down, get up and get down so much and pick up trash and in and off the mowers, and my yards are so small. I didn't really like the sit-down mower, so my dad's got a decent-sized yard now, and so he ended up getting my mower off of me, and it's been good for the last 2, 3, 4 years he's had it. I can't remember how long. And he called me and said, I can't get this thing started. Amen. Well, come to find out, Brother Kevin, he had parked that thing out back behind his field, Brother George, and I guess he had put something over the motor, and leaves had piled up all around it, and I still don't know exactly what did happen. He seemed to think a rat might have chewed the gas line and all this kind of stuff. Amen. And I'm not being mean. I wanted to tell him, Dad, you treat an $8,000 mower a little better than that. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't put it out behind your building and let the leaves pile up on it and put it out there where the rats might chew on it. Great God. Put an $8,000 building in a building, an $8,000 mower in a building somewhere. Amen. Praise God. Well, I ain't got a building for it. Build one. Praise God. Get you a building. What I'm saying is, take care of it. Doing nothing a lot of times is very detrimental to something. Amen.
Right.
Woo. Doing nothing. What did they do in Noah's day? They were so drunk on life, they did nothing to get prepared for the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, church. Amen. And we're doing something. Brother George is pushing us to fast. You're to go ahead and sign your name up back there so we know you're in the gang. Amen. And fast today. Well, just God, he said, I don't know if I can or know if I will. Praise God. If you sign up on Friday and you can only make it till part of the day, great God, at least you tried. Amen. Put your name in there. Say, God, I've got my name on there, and I'm going to do as best I can. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to do something. Amen. And get closer to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Unless a man, amen, is born again, I don't think he can inherit the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And I'm so glad Jesus is the door, aren't you? And if any man come, amen, he's not going to come as a thief and as a robber, but the great God, we're going to go through the door. Who is the door? Jesus is the door. Amen. Why did these men get left in Noah's day? Because they didn't come to the door. Amen. Oh, no. Now, can you imagine that, Brother Tommy? Oh, Noah, preacher of righteousness, preaching 120 years. You better get on the boat. You better get on the ship. God's going to destroy this world with water. And they did nothing.
You're right.
Until the time came, the Bible said this, that God shut the door. Woo, hallelujah.
Oh, God.
God shut the door. And all these men and women and children and babies and you listed and animals, they died because they did nothing.
Oh, Jesus.
They didn't get on the boat. So the question is, they were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were giving in marriage. Is it wrong to do these things? No.
Come on.
Amen. Look up 1 Corinthians 7:38. I didn't list it all, but it said that he that married the wife doeth good. Amen. I started to have somebody read this. Praise God, because I wanted my girls to hear this. It said, he that married the wife doeth good. Amen. But it said, he that married not doeth better.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen to that. Amen. And just stay with Dad. Praise God. Amen. Then why were the poor people lost? Amen. Because they neglected to hear the word of God in that hour. Amen. And if I've ever seen an hour where people neglect to hear the preaching of the gospel, it's right now. Amen. I want you to listen to this. There's preaching on Facebook. There's preaching on the internet. There's preaching on television. There's preaching on radios. Everywhere you can put preachers, there's preachers out there preaching the gospel. And we just hear an old preacher while we're driving down the road and say, well, that's some old preacher. And we flip on over to something else. Amen. And scrolling through something, and you see, that's just a preacher. And we scroll on through. That's what they did in Noah's day. Amen. That's just old Noah. He's been doing that for over 100 years. That's just Noah. I don't need to listen to this. And they did nothing. And they were lost eternally because they didn't listen, amen, to the voice of God.
Yes.
Woo.
Dear Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. Today there's many people who are mean. Oh, no.
Come on. Don't you, Lord.
They wouldn't shoot you. They wouldn't steal from you.
Come on.
Amen. They don't drink and do drugs and things of that nature, but yet they have no fear and reverence of God.
Right.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Woo! Oh, feel the Holy Ghost.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. And here we got to get to this. Brother George alluded on this tonight. Amen. God must be first in our lives.
Right.
Hallelujah. And God was not first in the lives those in the days of Noah.
Right.
A matter of fact, they might have had a thought of God. They might have thought, one of these days, I'm going to go down and listen to the old preacher. One of these days, I might go to church. One of these days, I might get on that ark and take a look. Amen. You know, people drive from hours, even states and countries around to go up here to around Cincinnati area and see the ark. Amen. Can you imagine a gigantic boat like that? Maybe it brought the interest in it. I'd like to go take a look at that. Amen. Yeah. I ain't never seen a boat before. Maybe I'd like to go. But guess what? They got so busy in life, marrying, giving in marriage, eating, drinking, partying, having a good time, that they didn't have time for God. Oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost here.
Yes, sir. Bless you, Lord.
The greatest commandment in the world, in the Word, really, amen, is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. That, very simply put, means to love God more than anything.
That's it.
So, to answer... To answer the age-old debate on what is the greatest sin, is adultery great?
Bless you, Lord.
Is a murder, would that be the greatest sin? I would think the greatest sin would be the transgression of the greatest commandment.
Come on.
All right.
Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. What is the greatest commandment in all the world? Amen. God said to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, mind, and strength. And if we didn't do this, I feel like that would probably be the greatest sin. Amen. Hallelujah. When we're not concerned about church. Amen. We could lay home like they did in Noah's day. They weren't concerned about church. They weren't concerned about God. Oh, I believe that's the greatest sin of our day. You could take a murderer, and I know a murderer who got saved and made a fabulous preacher. Amen. And his name is Ralph Lowry. Amen. Killed his own brother. They was out drunk one night in a bar, and they got in a fight, and he stabbed his own brother with a little knife, but he got him in just the right place, and his brother's lung filled up with blood. And they said, really, probably all they had to do was sit him up, but they laid him down and he drowned in his own blood. Let me tell you something. Ralph Lowry got a murderer got saved, and he's a fabulous preacher. Amen. I believe God could do something with a murderer. I need to preach on here. I believe God could do something with a liar. Amen. If they quit their lying and they repent, God could do something with that. God could do something with a drunkard if he quits his drinking and he saves him. God can do something with a drunkard. But what God can't do nothing with is a man that don't put the Lord thy God and love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's the greatest sin. When we can't put God first, God cannot use us.
Yes, you know.
Oh, God.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Well, amen. What about the man that sent his servants up at supper time to invite the guests?
Yeah.
Amen. Because they were, amen, refused. The man was angry. So he said, well, amen, the time is drawing near to the wedding and I don't have time. And if they're not interested, well, Tommy hit on this tonight. If they don't have a desire to come to this wedding that I've laid out, it's going to be fabulous food. I mean, everybody's going to be all great. It's going to be a great time. And he had invited folks that he knew out to come to this wedding. And he got down close. Amen. One man said, well, I got this to do. Amen. Another man said, I married a wife. Another man said, I lost a man. Another man said, my car's tore up. And I got to get it fixed. Another man said, I got to work. I ain't got time. Hey, amen. But you know what that man did? He said, I'm going to go out in the highways. Hallelujah. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm going to go out to the drunkard. I'm going to go out to the, hey, to the dope addict. I'm going to go out there to the halt and to the maimed and let them and ask them to come on in. Amen. Why? Because he said, those that I was close to, those that I knew, amen, they had no desire. I feel the Holy Ghost to tell you here tonight, if you get a desire and get a hunger to get closer to God, he's there with his arms open. He's there on you. He's there to dine and have fellowship. But you gotta have a desire.
Yes, God. Holy Jesus. Lord, holy, holy. Holy
bless
Lord,
you,
holy.
Bless
Jesus,
you,
Jesus, Jesus.
The worst thing in the world, Brother Carson, is to talk to somebody and they're not no more interested in listening to you than anything else.
Come on.
You ever do that?
It hurts.
Yeah. Yep. Amen. I ain't talking to you husbands either.
Come on.
I've been out somewhere, but it's on me. Talk to somebody, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe they ask you a question. You felt like they were sincere, and they ask you a question. You get to talk to them. You get to tell them your answer. They're looking at the sky. And
yeah.
They're looking over here and looking over. They're not interested.
No.
Come on.
No.
That's obnoxious to me.
Yeah.
Now, used to, I'd go ahead and keep on talking because I was a little more immature and didn't know how to deal with the situation. But I tell you, I'm just as rude as they are nowadays. If I'm talking to somebody and they're not interested and I'm right in the middle of telling them something, I stop. Ain't no sense in me wasting my breath if they don't want to listen to what I got to say. I'll stop talking. Hey, man, and just mosey on off. How do you think God feels when he said, I love you? I said, my son to the cross to bleed and die. Amen. I sent the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've got power for sanctification. I've got what the church needs. But we're looking off here and we're looking off there and we're not interested and we don't have a desire. I tell you, it turns the stomach of God. Amen. It makes God sick. We got to have a desire to get closer to God.
Holy God.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost here. Won't you raise your hand and ask the Lord to help me here? Lord, I need your help. God, I need your help. Help us tonight, Lord. A few more short minutes here. Meet us in these altars. That's the most important thing. Change a life. Change a heart. Amen. Do some good here tonight, I pray. Lord, would you do it? Amen. So why were these guests cast out, if you will? Amen. Because they treated the invitation lightly.
That's it.
I'm touching.
Sister Dottie, whoever said it there a while ago, that's one of the main faults to this hour, to this generation. Nobody wants to commit.
Come on. Right. Come on.
Woo.
Right.
And I could preach a whole sermon on this.
Bless you.
And I don't worry, I ain't got time now, but maybe we will later. No, we don't want to commit to marriage, this generation.
Mom.
Well, praise God. That's why we have more people today living together than ever before, because men and women both, they don't want to commit.
Amen.
To marriage. Amen. Especially during the COVID era, I have read some statistics of people that jumped around, skipped around, chasing different jobs because during the COVID era, different jobs were paying more money because you couldn't get workers. Amen. 10% of men, they claim, was in a basement hiding out somewhere. Amen. Oh, not interested. Amen. Uninterested. Praise God. Oh, Lord, help us, God, to get concerned. Help us, Lord, to commit. Amen. God is depending on you. Hallelujah. I said, God is dependent on you. Hallelujah. Amen. I was with Brother Nathan this weekend, Nathan Webb, and we went over to a prayer breakfast, amen. And they call it 8 o'clock Saturday morning. And we was in that breakfast, and I'll keep it broad. I don't want to get into too many details, but we got in the middle of a business meeting that we didn't intend to get in. Amen. Praise God. And this particular place we was at was talking about all the remodeling and all the fixing up they need to do in their fellowship hall and in their church. Amen. And here's what I did. Like one of the young brothers later said this. I got this much good out of it. Amen. Got caught up an hour and a half in a business meeting that I didn't want to be in. I come hasty walking out there. Amen. But that would have looked bad too. But anyway, one young brother said this. He said, man, it hit me. Listen to all that. He said, man, all them old guys, they're not able to work now. They're not able to do the work of God physically. They're not able to work on the church. They're not able to, amen, work on the fellowship. And he said, this is going to fall on our shoulders. Hey, I come to tell you tonight, church, amen, thank God for the older generation. They brought us to where we are. Amen. But I'm preaching to you tonight. How interested are you? is on your shoulder. Sister Mary, talk about what they had back then. Now it's on our shoulders. I said it's on our shoulders. Are we going to pray it through? Are we going to live right and live holy and get the power of God? I said it's on our shoulders. Is there anybody that'll commit and say, God, I want the power of God in my life? Ask the Lord to help us tonight. Yeah. Oh, God. It's on our shoulders.
Blessed be the name of
Jesus.
It's on our shoulders.
Blessed be God.
Jesus is going away, Lord, to prepare a place for us.
Thank you, Lord.
And he said, if I go away and prepare a place, I will come again.
That's right.
And receive me unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Yes, Lord.
Sister Marie, got hit me back here while I was studying there a while ago. Now, you're probably smarter than me. And everybody in general here is way smarter. I never quite thought it like this, Brother George. Taj Mahal, I wrote this down. The Taj Mahal, anybody ever seen pictures of it at least?
Oh, yeah.
I imagine nobody's been in it. Anybody been in it? Amen. I probably would like to go in and see it. The Taj Mahal was built. Anybody ever remember how long it took this man to build it? 22 years. This rich man built it for his wife.
Yeah.
Took 22 years to build it. Guess how many workers in 22 years? 20,000 workers. Woo! Man. Amen. 20 years, 20,000, 22 years, 20,000 workers. And 20 years later, 22 years later, the Taj Mahal was made.
Wow.
One of the most magnificent buildings, even to present day time. One of the most magnificent buildings that's ever been created. Took 22 years, 20,000 workers. Whew. Man, I feel like shouting.
Oh,
Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go away, I will come again. Yes. Jesus ain't nowhere got the place built with his arms crossed, I don't think.
No.
I don't think he's over there sitting around.
No.
Hey, man, I tell you, he's been gone 2,000 years.
Come on.
That's why it says,
yeah.
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man what God hath in store. Amen. If they can create something like the Taj Mahal, 20 years, 22 years, 20,000 workers, and Jesus is over there with his angels and heaven's band, and he's still actively working on my mansion. Great God, I feel like telling us it's a place I want to go. I said it's a place that I'm invested in. It's a place that I'm interested in. It's a place, great God, Brother Charlie, that I want to go.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All right.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Had to be lost. What about the tree? What about the tree, the fruit tree, the fig tree? Jesus passed by and didn't have no figs.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. And remember the guy said, cut it down, pluck it down. And the guy said, no, let me tend to it. Mm-hmm. Let me cut it back. Let me prune it. Let me dung it. Amen. Now that's 10-10-10 to you and I, but it was dung in this day.
Yeah.
Amen. Let me go out to the garden, to the barnyard, and get some cow manure. Amen. And let me fertilize that tree. Amen. Let's see if it does anything next year. And guess what? Next year, no figs, no fruit. Amen. Nothing. It didn't produce nothing. Amen. And you know why that tree got destroyed? Because of nothing. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. To tell us it's time to do something. Amen. It's time to get busy. It's time to get to fertilize. It's time to fast. It's time to pray. It's time to get serious and get interested in doing something for God.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The second part of Jesus' sermon here was stating that same truth. He said, likewise, in Luke chapter 17, you can find this. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. What did they do in Lot's day? Now, I know Sodom was full of sin. You've got to have your head under a rock. You've got to be an ostrich with your head in the sand to understand that Sodom was full of sin. Wow. Amen. It was a sinful place. Amen. And Lot had made homestead down there. And the Bible said he sat at the gate. Amen. He had already become popular, if you will. He had already become a politician. Amen, if you will. And he set up homestead in the wrong town. Amen. And he got to hanging out with the wrong folks. And you know, you can do that. Amen. But oh, amen. Really, what happened here? Amen. And we don't even have time to get into all the part that Lot pulled away from his uncle Abraham, and he went to a place he should have never went. Amen. Because of dollar signs. I'm not really preaching all that. But now we're just trying to get the situation. Amen. They was living life like there was nothing wrong until the day fire came out of heaven. Amen. And rained on Sodom and Gomorrah. But you know what happened? Amen. God sent an angel. And I don't have time to preach that. Let me tell you something. If an angel come knocking on my door, amen.
Yes, sir.
Hey, if my neighbor came, Brother Shelby, in the middle of the night, knocking on the door, I'm going to listen to what they say. Hey, I'm going to get up and say, hey, tell me what the problem is. But oh, an angel of God came and said, Lot, get your family, get your wife, get your kids, and get out of here. Hey, amen. God's going to destroy this place.
Amen. Amen. Come on, brother.
Your Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
I don't even have time to get into this. But those men of that city were so wicked.
Yeah.
They came trying to beat the door down, the Bible said, and get to them angels that God had sent. Well, amen. Men, angels. Amen.
Come on.
They tried to get to them and tried to abuse them. Amen. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here.
Come on, Lord.
Let me tell you something. If I had been there and seen what Lot had seen, I'd have packed up. I might not even packed up, Brother George. I'd have grabbed an armful of stuff. And I said, get ready, honey. We're leaving Dodge tonight. Get ready. We're getting out of this place tonight. But you know what they did? Lot lingered. And Lot stayed in Sodom. Amen, if you will. He did nothing. He said, honey, let's go. Finally, the angels got a hold of him. Amen. Finally, the angels got a hold. Amen. Practically drug him out of town.
All right, brother. Come on.
And his wife kept looking back.
Mm-hmm.
She kept looking. What she knew?
Oh,
she did nothing. She didn't heed the voice of God.
Come on.
She didn't heed the Holy Ghost. She didn't do what God had told her to do. She did nothing.
Yes.
And she lost out.
Mm-hmm. Bless him, Lord.
I feel the Holy Ghost here.
Come on, brother. Yes.
Wow.
Glory to God.
Lord, I need your help here.
Glory to God. Touch him, Lord.
Remember Lot's wife.
Help him, Lord.
Help him, Lord.
Hallelujah be to God.
Amen.
Jesus. Jesus.
The Lord.
Bless him.
Amen. He wants you to make a living, but not at the detriment of your soul.
That's right.
Right.
He wants your family to prosper, but not at the detriment of your soul.
That's right.
He wants us to support our family and the church. The Lord. Amen. Commands us to occupy till he comes. I know we're on earth and I'm going to mow yards. And amen. Brother Kevin's going to operate and manage the boats. And Brother Earl's going to fix the water pipes. Amen. And we go right on down the list and watch some of your brothers and work in steel. And we can just go right on down. What we do, we're occupying. We're making a living. We're living in life. But what God is saying, don't get so tied to Sodom that you lose your soul. Don't get so tired, amen, in life. Thank God that you, amen, don't have a picture of what Jesus wants for your life.
Oh, we bless God. We be to God.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
If you fix yourself better than you do God's man, you love yourself more than God. If you listen to me here. Amen. If you go to work in bad weather, but you can't go to God's house in bad weather, Amen. You've got your priorities out.
Right. Amen.
That's right.
Right.
Brother Buzzard said, I listened to a preacher a while back. And Brother Buzzard said, he was in a church where two or three deacons called the shot. Amen. And he said they kept calling the service off because it's snowing out there in Oklahoma or wherever he was. And they kept calling service off. And he said they finally they missed service two or three Sundays in a row, and they didn't have church for two or three weeks. And he said before church started, he heard all them brothers back there talking about putting blocks in the back of their truck and sandbags and how they've been. And he asked one of them, said, man, and did you have to miss any work? He said, I ain't missed one day of work. Hey, I'm preaching rough now.
Come on, come on.
Hey! Amen. Ain't no Brother Buzzard. You'd have to know Brother Buzzard. Guess what he preached on that day? Amen. Putting the house of God first in your life. And putting God first. And he told him, me, and I think he made some mad about halfway around him out of town. He said, you mean to tell me you ain't missed a day of work in the last 3 weeks? But we ain't had church because we can't come to church. Hey, amen. Church is more important than work. Church. Church. I need to come tonight and feel God and watch some of you run and watch the Holy Ghost. Hey, I said, I need church and you need church and God sent me first in our life.
Thank you, Lord. Woo. Thank you, God.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus said more about being drunk. Is it wrong to drink? I think we'd all agree on that.
Oh, yeah.
It's wrong to drink.
Come on.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I don't know if you ever heard the old truck driver special. They call him Mays Jackson. I listened to Mays Jackson preach today on the way of the bottle. Man, I ain't never heard. Google it, Brother Tommy. You'd love that. Type in Mays Jackson, the way of the bottle. Look it up. Listen to that old Mays Jackson preach on strong drink. Mad guy preached. Woo! And he told a story that touched me. I thought it was up around Chicago. Amen. A man whose wife stayed drunk. Amen. And stayed drunk and stayed drunk. He split the family up. And they fought. This is just a quick version of it. And they fought. And he told her one day, said, next time I catch you drunk. He was a mean, rough man. I don't condone any of this. But he said, next time I catch you drunk, I guess I'm going to kill you. He said, I'm going to do away. I'm going to kill you. And he come home from work and his wife was gone. He asked the kids, Where's your mom? She's down at the bar, Dad. But don't go down there. They knew the trouble. He went down that bar, and his wife was drunk. So drunk, she hardly knew she was in the world. Amen. It's Mace Jackson telling this now. And Mace Jackson said that old guy changed his mind. He got down there, and he said, I want to kill you like I've always told you I would. He said, but I changed my mind. I'm not going to kill you. And this man went home, amen, and determined to kill himself, amen. And he got home, and there his kids were all by themselves. I think a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old in the house all by themselves. And he said, baby girl, he asked his girl, amen. He said, baby girl, amen, daddy's gonna take a trip. Do you want to go with daddy, or do you want to stay here with a drunken mother? And she said, I want to go with daddy. Amen. He asked his 4-year-old son, do you want to take a trip with daddy, or you want to stay here with a drunken mother? And both of his kids said, dad, we want to go with you. Amen. He called the hotline and he told them. He said, I want you to publish this in every newspaper in town. And I don't want you to judge me. Amen. Because you made this legal and my family split. And he took a gun and killed his 2 babies. And he killed himself. I don't condone that. But that's what strong drink will do. Amen. That's what the world will do. Amen. Let's get interested in God. Let's get interested in holy living and living right and having a powerful church and saving the lost and get busy for God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
What is priority in your life? You ought to ask yourself that. What is your priorities?
Yes, Lord.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Come on.
I know I say that all the time. Don't worry about what you're going to do tomorrow. Let's focus on right now. But for right now, why don't you ask yourself, what am I going to do tomorrow?
Come on.
What am I going to do tomorrow? Can I ask you to make God number one tomorrow?
Yes, Lord.
Can I ask you to do that?
Yes. Praise God.
Wow. I better quit.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you.
God wants to be first in your life.
Amen.
God said for us to bring Him the first fruits, not the last fruit.
Right.
Let me finish this and I'll be done. The first dime and every dollar belongs to God, not the last dime.
Amen. You're right. Come on.
Amen.
Bless it.
Why were the people cursed with the curse? It was because they did not bring the tithe of the Lord's into the storehouse. God said, put me first.
Yep.
And He said, I'll promise you this. He said, put it on me. Mm-hmm. Put it on me. Amen. I want you to put me first in your life. He said, and then if you'll do that, He said, then I open up the windows of heaven.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll pour you out a blessing.
Hallelujah.
There'll be not room enough to receive. God said, you try me. Prove me. Prove me, said Malachi.
Mm. Woo. That's right. Come on,
brother. Our land is cursed, church.
Yes, it is.
You go over here in these heathenistic nations and these third world countries, and their land is cursed. Mm. Their land don't bring forth fruit. Their land don't bring forth like ours does. But America is going down that cursed road because the Bible said every nation that forgets God shall be turned into hell.
All right.
Oh, God. Right, bro.
These heathenistic, paganistic nations, they
Hallelujah.
Not only have they forgot God, they don't even want God around.
No.
America at one time was a God-fearing, God-loving nation.
Yep.
We're kicking God out.
Thank you, Lord.
We're putting in what we want. What we want. Amen.
Bless Him, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Have your way, bless you, God.
I can almost see Lot's wife now. She did not really, what you say, commit a sin. But she refused to listen to the voice of God. And God said, if you don't get out of here, I'm going to destroy this city with fire and brimstone. Mrs. Lot was interested in the Lord to a degree, but she was also more interested in her everyday life.
Right.
Yeah.
The Bible said, let's get back to the text first. The Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall also be in the days of the coming of the Lord. They were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were giving. What does that say? They were drunk on life.
That's right. It.
Now, we already established that strong drink's wrong. But I wonder if we're drunk on life, if that would be wrong.
Yes,
I wonder if we get to the place where we're so hooked on our phones and on our gadgets and on everything we want to do.
Come on.
I wonder if that'd be wrong.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Let me see if I get that verse. I looked this verse up a while ago. Amen, because this fits with my message. I hope I can find the book of Proverbs. Amen. Proverbs 29:15. Stand with me. I'm done. Somebody give me a song. Proverbs 29:15. The rod and reproof give wisdom. The rod and reproof give wisdom. But a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame.
Right.
You know how to destroy a kid? Don't do nothing.
That's right.
My Lord, my Lord.
You know how to destroy a child? Give it its way.
Yeah.
Never discipline. Never teach it right from wrong. Never teach it about God. And you will destroy that child. And the Bible said it'll bring its mother shame.
Amen.
Right.
Come on, brother.
How my child going to end up lost? Don't do nothing.
Yep.
A child left to himself.
That's right.
Let him get in the house all by himself with a phone that's got 100,000 sins on it.
Yes, it does.
You're right.
Yes, let him get all by himself back there in the back room somewhere.
Come on.
On his phone. He'll bring his mother shame.
Come on, brother.
She'll bring her mother shame.
That's right. Bless him, Lord.
I guess I guess I've disciplined every one of my kids this week besides poor old Branson, and he ain't old enough to get me yet.
Come on.
Amen. Why, Brother George? Because I don't want him.
That's right.
I don't want him to grow up lawless.
That's right.
I don't want him to grow up to himself and just be like an old wild stallion, do what he wants to do and end up in trouble.
Right.
Come on.
I feel the Holy Ghost here.
Come on, bro.
Yeah. How am I going? How do I end up lost? How will my kids end up lost? How will our families end up lost? Yeah. Just go like a wave on up. Just go.
You're right.
Have you noticed right here? I'm in trouble here. On, have you noticed people don't like instruction?
Come on.
People won't take sound doctrine. People don't want a pastor. They don't want a preacher. Kids don't want a teacher.
Come on.
Right. Nobody wants anybody to tell them anything.
Dear Lord.
Come on, brother.
This is all right.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
A child left to himself brings his mother shame. But he said the rod bring correction.
That's right.
That ain't popular nowadays either, is it?
No.
I don't believe in beating your kid. I don't believe in abusing or whatever you're talking about, but I do believe in the rod of correction.
That's right. You're right. Come on.
Hey, I'm still alive.
That's right, bro.
Don't keep them like that. Kevin's still alive. Hey, I knew Brother Tommy's dead in his old age.
Yes, sir.
And I tell you, I believe Brother Tommy knows what it's like to experience that rod of correction.
I know.
He's still alive. Our generation before us, they made good people.
Right.
You're right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
But our generation today, man, we're living in a lawless, living anywhere
yes,
you want to know.
Right.
And a child left to himself will bring his mother shame.
You're right, bro.
Bow your head, Lord.
Holy blessing.
Amen. I pray that you'd put your stamp on this little message I tried to preach, God. I tried to teach really Bible lesson here. God, I pray that you touch a heart in this house. Lord, my main objective is to hide behind the cross, Lord. Just be a utensil used in your hand. Just be a little tool, God. Just a little tool, Lord. Would you use these words spoken to touch a heart, God, change a life, get somebody hungry to draw closer to you, Lord? Would you let somebody get closer, Lord? Get a desire to put you first, Lord. Make you to be the first fruits of their life. God, give you everything, put you first. God, is there anybody hungry that'll say, I want you, Lord, first and foremost in my life?
Yes, Lord.
Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord, right here. These altars are open. Come on, church. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. Anybody hungry?
Thank you, Lord.
Anybody hungry? Anybody say, Lord, I want to put you first?
I love you when I pray.
I tried it my way. My way don't work.
Lord God, above everything.
God, thank you, Lord, for the preacher, Lord, the pastor that you put in my life. Thank you, Lord, for the correction, God, that I hear, Lord. I don't want to get mad and puffed up and upset, Lord, at your word, but I want to mark up to your word. I want to get closer to your word, Lord. I want to hide your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Oh God. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house to help us. Come on, get earnest prayers. Get earnest. Why don't you pray here today and ask the Lord to help us? Lord, get a hunger in my heart. Closer to you, Lord. I want to fast. I want to pray. Lord, those things in life I like to do, I'll find time to do them. Lord, I'm going to find time for you.
Thank you. Thank you. come on, brother.